Oh, good morning. Yes, hello, sir. Go ahead.
Snotty?
Yes.
Bitchy?
Right.
Hell, that's the reason we listen.
That's right there, buddy.
Don't ever change.
You don't have to worry about a change, butthead, I assure you.
No, that's not going anywhere.
Get over it.
Yeah. There are some sensitive ones out there, aren't
there? Kiss our ass.
No, don't say that. Time is 19 past 7 o'clock. Time now for big city traffic. I'm just waiting for it to arrive via courier. Ooh. Thank you, sir.
Hey, what are you running there, pal?
It looks to me as though it would be a 70 RSSS with a 450 Bolt.
Good enough. That's a sweet ride, sis.
Northbound I-5 just south of State Route 18. A stalled vehicle is in lane 2. And that's it.
It's exactly 6:20, and now?
It's announcement time about AC/DC. Do you want to go to an AC/DC show? Furthermore, would you like to get out of town to do it?
That's nice.
I got to do better than that. That's just, that's sucko. AC/DC.
Hang on. Hang on, baby. If it's how big is this announcement? Huge?
Well, I like it.
All right.
Now, we're not giving you tickets now. When you hear AC/DC played throughout the little week, you'll win a copy. You get a call, right?
What's that?
When you hear us play an AC/DC song, call in. And if you're the one that we like when you call in, it says here the quickest one, well, that has nothing to do with it. You win a copy of the new AC/DC album, Stiff Upper Lip, and your name is thrown into a hat to win on Thursday morning at 7:20. You'll go to Los Angeles to see Angus Bangus at the Blockbuster Pavilion. We put you up for the weekend. Return Sunday afternoon. What do you think of that?
You know, anytime you hear, I don't know what I'm saying.
No, you really don't.
I will tell you before we propel full speed into news that our celebrity in a box, scheduled to be with us at Salty's on Friday, is in the jailhouse.
Oh, God. I had a premonition of that.
But right now, we spin the Melody Ranch quiz wheel.
Hi, John.
Categories.
No, hell's
Bob.
Big.
Not
no.
Today, Bob. Can't do it today, pal.
Can't help you, honey. No, told you not to call back.
Too soon back. Give me a couple of days to worm in on this thing. Category 70s. Robin, who is your contestant?
My contestant is Camilla. What do you do, Camilla?
I'm an insurance agent.
For whom?
For Insurance West.
Coletta, my lovely?
No, not Coletta, Johnny. It's Camilla.
Camilla, which is even better, an upgrade from Coletta.
Is it Camilla or
It's actually Camilla.
Camilla.
Contestant? The category, category 70s. You remember in the 70s, Bruce Springsteen had his picture on what, Time and Newsweek the same week?
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. Bruce Springsteen also included in his recent box set our mystery song. It is a Motown hit from the 70s. It was number one for 3 weeks in the summertime of 1970. It has a one-word title. Name that song that Springsteen admired so much that he put it in his box set.
I have no idea.
No, well, with these clues, neither do I.
Ah, one-word title, Motown, Summer of 70.
70, John, is an illusion to me. I mean,
yeah,
I was
a long
12
time
years
ago.
Old.
Man, I was born in 69.
Yeah. Well,
oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh.
So you're going to have to give us some more help here. What was the band?
Wasn't a band. It was an individual. It was a one-word, three-letter title. It was a song about chaos and tribulation.
Oh, war. Well, Edwin Starr's War. Good God, y'all. What are you thinking, Camilla?
You want to take your 50 and go, or you want to go with Robin to try for the 102.50 and stardom? What is it, Camilla?
I'll go for it.
Okay.
Is it war?
Good God, y'all. Absolutely nuts. This is a good song.
If it strikes you.
It does strike me.
It struck America. That song was number one for 3 weeks. Not easy to do.
Well, that was different.
And if your marriage has turned different, I'll be here. Rick Jones at Goldberg Jones. And the number is 1-800-DIVORCE.
Outstanding.
Oh, my. Well, that's outstanding.
Carlo, good morning. What did you see?
Thanks, Cowboys.
Well, it's been out for 5 weeks.
And everybody enjoyed it, including this guy. I give it 2 thumbs up. I don't care what you people. You can shove that Godzilla.
Well, maybe Godzilla wasn't the greatest, but the point being, as a movie reviewer, you have a fiduciary obligation to your adoring public.
Yeah, but I know when you're going to have send me to a stinker movie and a good movie. I can pick them out. I can smell them if they're good or bad.
You know, you don't even get your job description, do you, Carlo? You're supposed to see the stinkers so you can warn people to stay away.
Why don't you go to On the Waterfront? You might like that, too.
Yeah, or Gone with the Wind.
But I'm saying they're old. We don't care about old movies.
Well, it's yesterday's history, Carlo. You have to stay current.
That's what you think
on,
of us,
on
eh?
On top of this game.
Carlo.
I hope that was from the front end, Carlo.
Yes, it was. I blew my nose.
All right, sir. Well, thank you very much. 2 thumbs up for...
Space Cowboys.
Yeah, you just go see whatever you want. Well, we'll see you at the show this Friday.
Well, you guys are on vacation. I'm home working. What the hell are you complaining about?
Oh, yes, the work is so strenuous.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Carlo.
All right. Hey, Robin and Maynard, this is Jerry Seinfeld. Why don't you do us all a favor and oversleep tomorrow?
Hey, Robin and Maynard, this is Dave Ross. A little friendly advice.
Shut up!